Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning! Leroy?
I see y'all making fun of me without me even getting the opportunity to defend myself. Yeah. I went to get breakfast, and I said, let me try this breakfast burrito. And it's horrible.
Is it? Where'd you get it from?
Einstein.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold the phone.
What?
You came in yesterday telling me Einstein Bagel is the new spot. And I agree with you.
Yeah, I tried something different.
What the hell are you doing? You went to Einstein Bagel, you got a burrito?
I should have stuck with Old Faithful.
Just get a bagel. You got a burrito from Einstein, you know?
It sounded delicious, the description.
what was the, where are the fillings?
Chorizo, cheese, hash brown.
Right.
Little spice. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a try. I think I'm not a big fan of chorizo.
I think getting a chorizo burrito from Einstein Bagels is like getting Kool-Aid from Tucker Addison. It's just like, you know.
If you were to say I got some Kool-Aid in the refrigerator.
For sure.
And you just get.
What's the first question at a cookout? Who made it?
Right.
You know, oh, yeah, I'm bringing this. Or I brought this. Who made this? Tucker Addison made it. There's probably going to be some raisins in it. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, probably a late night for a lot of people, I can imagine, as the country, not to get too Radio Libre on them, the country came to a decision that President Donald Trump would be president.
You know what? You know what I started thinking?
Yeah.
Grover Cleveland.
Huh. Why is that?
You know who Grover Cleveland is?
That's a president, I think.
He was a president.
Yes.
He is the only other president to serve two terms, not consecutively.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I see that. His was first one from 1885 to 1889, and then the other one from 1893 to 97. Very similar. He was at 20, and then he skipped one, and then back to him again.
And then I'm thinking, wow, we back in the 1800s.
Essentially, it can feel that way. You know, this wasn't a surprise at all. And again, I don't want to harp too much on what we feel is right, what we feel is wrong. At the end of the day, we're all Americans. We should all focus on making this the best possible thing, no matter what the circumstances
are. You just had chili peppers on it.
All my parlays fell through. My parlays fell through for sure. Because all the amendments that I wanted to go the way.
Oh, I got food, right? Oh. So we got an email.
Yeah.
Right? And I saw the email, and then I looked at I was watching the news, and I saw it was like 57% to 43%.
Yeah.
Right? But you got to have 60% for it to pass.
Correct. Which is
so that's how what? I got. So I'm looking at all these other races, and I'm like, oh, damn, that's a commanding lead.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
And then they're like, no, you got to have 60%.
Isn't that crazy? Imagine if you're in the NBA Finals and the first game tips off and it's like, you got to win by 10, actually. You got to win by 10. Can't just win.
Nothing passed.
Correct. But the part that I want to focus on.
Sorry, women.
The part I want to focus on is fortunately everybody had an opportunity to use their voice and went out and voted. And this was the American process. A lot of people don't even have this gift. So unfortunately, it didn't go the way a certain party may have not wanted it to. But nonetheless, we exercise our political right to do something. And that's all we can do.
I respect the decision. It is what it is. Everybody had a chance to go and vote, and that's what the votes determine.
That's what it is.
I'll live with it. We got to live with it. It is what it is. Hopefully, President Trump will, as he says, make the country better than it was.
All we can hope.
So that's all we can hope for, right? Like, and I'm American. I'm a ride. You know, ride with the process. You know, like, I just wish. You know, we all can do it. But I know when this country is the best, when this country is the strongest, when this country is the safest, there isn't division. There's bipartisan decisions on both sides. Right? That means decisions are made together and not one party over the other.
Correct. Now, another thing that we were waiting on, as you're eyeing the clock yesterday, if you're an NFL fan, the trade deadline.
Oh, that thing came. I wasn't listening. That trade deadline passed, and I say, okay, when are the first polls coming?
Yeah, exactly. not the best. I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, is it always on election day? This is not good.
It's not. It's not. It's, well.
I think it's just lined
up. No, because I think. No, I think it might be because I think they're both on the first Tuesday of November.
Oh, so it's not like a date thing. It's one of those things like I'll say a greater portion of my life, I thought Thanksgiving was on an actual day. And then I realized it's like
it's on the fourth Thursday.
What the hell is that? What is that?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. Well, so, hey, now let's use our big brain here.
Oof.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm going to say this to you because I love you. How in the hell can it be on a certain date when it's always on Thursday?
Okay, this is the thing. This is a problem. This is a problem.
You got to explain yourself because that's beating my ass right there.
As a kid, I may or may not have called everything chicken. You know, if it's like, oh, this is turkey, this is pork.
Oh, yeah, that's normal. That's normal. Cool.
So I kind
of got, you know, a leg. It don't matter how big the leg is, you call it chicken.
Yeah, I just didn't take into account the dates. I just was like, meh. Well, this is the same date as last year, right? Who knows what today is? I just know I'm off of school. I'm about to drive somewhere up north, most likely, like Orlando, and I'm about to eat some good food. Those were the only things that mattered to me.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. But
let me throw this at you.
Woo!
And let's just throw this little tidbit of information.
It's usually the 25th, isn't it?
You are now a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
You're not the little kid that thinks everything's chicken.
Yeah.
So when, what? At some point, you got to say, wow, when I was a kid, I thought it was on the same date.
I think one of these years, it pulled up on me early or late. Like, I remember it being, like, usually somewhere around the 25th, or maybe I'm just associating Christmas with that. But I just remember it was somewhere around there. And one year it was, like, on the 29th. And I'm like, I still haven't eaten? What is going on? But, you know, you live and you learn, Leroy. Don't judge.
I mean, damn, you should have learned that a while ago, though.
Yeah, I was maybe, like, 17 when I finally pieced that together.
17.
Not my proudest moments, indeed. Not my proudest moments. As we get on with the show... If you haven't already noticed, our boy Tobes is out.
Yep, Tobes is out.
Don't worry, he did send me his Blue Chew read for today, if anyone's going to worry about missing that one. Toby will be out today. He'll also be out Friday. So Leroy and I will be holding things down. J-Fig will be back later. I figured
since it was just us that maybe she would show up a little earlier.
She didn't know. Apparently, she didn't know. She said she wasn't told anything.
Oh.
Yeah, and I feel like he said it a lot, but every time he said it to me, it was in studio. So I understand why. Because I told you, and you were kind of surprised as well.
No, because usually he'll tell me.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And he may have, but sometimes it's hard to listen to him because I don't know... Is this serious Tobin? Is this jokey joke Tobin?
Can I say something that doesn't make sense about him, though? So he's off today. He has something to do, of course. Friday, something to do. Cool, no problem. Personal business. I'm not a guy who's going to complain about missing days. Which, by the way, you know, we won't focus on that. Next week, on Monday, Veterans Day, we have an opportunity to do like a best
worker and not work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who's going to be in?
You?
Tobin.
And me.
Yeah, me.
No, he's not working. He's not working. He is working Monday.
He is working Monday.
Because, well, I can't explain.
Yeah.
It was broken down to me.
Yeah, he mentioned it.
If he worked Monday, he said, can I get a day? Yes. So he just switched Monday for Friday. If he worked on Friday, he was going to take Monday off.
That's right. So he still gets the 3 day. But no. Hold on. Let me explain some more stuff. It's not just him trying to do some things here. He also has a game on Monday that he has to go to. So he's like, if I'm going over there, I might as well work.
No, he ain't got to go to the game.
He said he's going to go. He says he has to work anyway.
He can't go. It's in L.A.
What? It's an away game?
Or did he play?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, they play in L.A. on Monday night.
Oh, no. He said he has to work. So he's probably talking about the...
Game Day Uncensored.
The Game Day Uncensored show. Look, he's a selfish show pony is really what I'm trying to get at. More or less is what I'm saying.
And you know, when Tobin's working, I get the little thing on my screen that says, that has the rundown. And then, Tobin's there. I don't read the rundown, but...
As you can see, your boy did not send a rundown today. I thought Donald was going to be here.
So, we all did.
You know what, though? Life will keep maneuvering the way that you need to in order to find success. And today
Whoa.
We will.
Hold on.
What happened?
You see what Jennifer put on there?
No, let me see.
So, do we have a show on Monday or what? Because I'd like to know what time I need to leave the festival on Sunday.
Interesting.
You're doing it like that.
She's gonna
on Sunday.
She's in a day after Halloween us again.
Oh.
Blame it on the haunted houses.
Solid question.
No, we will unfortunately be in, but... if you wanna enjoy Monday off, you're more than welcome to enjoy Monday off, J-Fing, because if I wasn't going to be potentially leaving the country for the rest of the week, then I would probably take Monday off as well. But since you're born,
you going to Mexico?
What? Me going to Mexico? Yeah, I'm going to Mexico.
What's that, Mexico?
Cancun, man. Love Cancun.
Really?
Yeah, but this time it's going to be me and two of my brothers. No, you know, a little baby's going to be fine with the missus. Listen, the missus is taking Yeah.
You're not taking your girl with you?
I am not, because my girl.
Wait.
What?
This explains all the ridiculousness of yesterday. Yes.
Wait a minute.
I'm telling you.
And I'm going to tell you why. No. Today would mark her fourth trip that she's taken in the past month and a half, this time to Pittsburgh. While your boy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who takes a trip to Pittsburgh?
I know. She also went to Portland, Maine. Did you even know Maine had a Portland?
You can't. Yeah.
You knew
that? Can't even. There's no place. Listen, it's so hard to get to Pittsburgh. When we played Pittsburgh, we used to take the bus.
Yeah. That's rough.
You used to ride the bus because it took more time to fly there. Think about that.
That's a very Steel City. I've heard great things, I think.
In Cincinnati, when you fly to Cincinnati, you got to land in Kentucky.
What?
Yep.
That's not even the same state.
Correct. But Cincinnati's right across the bridge from Kentucky. Mm. So a lot of people that work in Cincinnati live in Kentucky.
Huh.
Yeah, man.
Imagine traveling to another state for work. And you still get there quicker than going to Glades.
Oh, you're doing it again.
What I do?
The dumb thing.
What?
New Jersey, New York. What? A lot of people live in New Jersey that work in New York.
I didn't know that. Actually, yeah, that's another bridge.
Wait.
Yeah.
The stadium for the Giants and the Jets is in Jersey.
Leroy, I just told you I thought Thanksgiving was the same date every month for the first 18 years of my life. I just don't be paying attention. If it's not directly right, have bad vision. If it's not right here, probably doesn't matter. Right here. Here we go. He says people live in Philly and work in New York. How far is Philly from New York?
A train ride.
Oh, I like trains. Take trains.
It's like a hike though, because when I was in Baltimore, and we played New York in a preseason game, we took the train.
Wow. Okay. So this happens much more. I mean, I live in a long state.
When my family called me, asked me what I'm gonna do for the hurricane. Man. I'm like, I can't leave. It take 8 hours to get out of the state.
People are like, evacuate.
Where we gonna go?
I can't evacuate, sir. This is very, very
I say
far.
You either go East Coast or West Coast.
I'm at the
and
bottom.
That's an hour trip.
That's literally your
two-hour trip.
Better chance of going from ocean to ocean than you have from going from here to the border. I don't even know those people up there.
By the way,
yep.
One more thing.
Yep.
It's not ocean to ocean.
What? Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean, that's the same?
You just said it yourself, dummy. Gulf of Mexico and Atlantic Ocean.
What's a Gulf?
That's
mean?
Not an ocean to ocean.
That's not a different ocean.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
come on, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not right here, Leroy. It doesn't matter. I only extend past this when you guys are in studio. Then I can focus on from here to the window. But anything past that, can't do it.
Yep. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
All right.
Gotcha. Today we got games galore, of course. Silly Sauce will be in full effect. We also have some news to cover about your Miami Dolphins who prepare for our Monday night matchup. We're going to talk about
if anybody's shocked that there were no trades.
Nothing big, you know? Nothing big. Definitely
local. I'm talking about from the Dolphins' perspective.
They mentioned that they weren't going to do anything, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I can't imagine that there's anything that you could do substantial other than get yourself in more monetary trouble, you know, for the future.
For sure. And honestly, I heard one of those arguments yesterday that was kind of like tallest little person. And it was essentially of all the two-win teams in the NFL, which there happens to be quite a bit, who are the best two-win teams? And I think by a mile, the Dolphins have the best roster. So I don't understand.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
The circumstances behind why they are a two-win team plays a role in that.
For sure.
When you look at all the other teams,
that are just
most of the other teams have been healthy.
Correct. And just had, like, you know, bad play of some sort.
Right.
So, you know, that's a promising thing. But again, you know, it's hard to be optimistic after seeing the record more than anything. Not after seeing the football. If you see the football, you see a steady progress. But if you just look at the record, it's just very disheartening. So
the most important thing in sports is winning. That will never change. I try to emphasize that to your boy. But you can fix a lot of things while you're winning. And I bring up the 2001 Ravens, who went 5 weeks without scoring an offensive touchdown and end up winning the Super Bowl after doing that.
Yeah.
Win the game. We'll worry about the other stuff next week. Get out of this week with a win.
That's it.
You know, everybody wants style points. Everybody wants their team to look great while winning. I say, look, just win. And everything else will kind of work itself out. But you're not winning these games at all, even if you look better. And nobody cares. Everybody just looks at this team as like, they ain't looking at it and say, oh, man, everybody's coming back. Maybe we're going. No, they're looking at you like you're 2-6. Yep. That's it. And if they had barely won those other two games or barely beat Tennessee or barely beat Indianapolis, right? We would be having a totally different conversation, even though those games would have been brutal because they were brutal.
Yeah.
But if they could have got out of there with a win, guess what? How you feel today would be so much different.
For sure.
That's why the most important thing in sports is winning, not looking good.
Correct. Hopefully the Heat win tonight as they take on the Phoenix Suns with Kevin Love and Jaime Jaquez out. We'll hear from them. We'll hear from Mike.
What's Jaime out? What did Jaime do?
He got the bubble guts. No, you know, we got the bubble.
Still?
You know, 2 days of the achies. He's,
Dude, but I'm just saying, once it gets out of your system, plus, I thought he has a born-in, like,
I thought the same.
Immune system to that.
That's what I thought.
Because if I go, listen, I can eat jalapenos like pickles.
Yeah. Delicious.
But that's because
pickled
that's
jalapenos. I like pickled. Actually, I do like pickled jalapenos.
You know what?
Banana peppers.
The raw ones are hotter.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
That makes sense.
The raw just jalapenos.
Just bite it.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. No. No, no, no. I can eat the pickle ones like that.
Yeah.
But the raw ones, no, yeah. I can't mess with those. I don't mess with those.
All right. When we come back, we will discuss the Miami Heat as they take on the Phoenix Suns today. Maybe we'll put a couple chili peppers down if we feel like it, Leroy. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Can y'all really feel me?
Feel us. Say what?
Dirty South.
Here we go.
Can y'all really feel me?
Welcome back. Talk about Timberland the other day, his impact on the game, his collaborations with Aaliyah, Justin Timberlake.
He's basically the hip hop version of Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
So he's like a producer.
Yep.
And he does a lot of collaborations because he's done collaborations. Like I remember Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott, him and Missy Elliott. That's how he got her into it because she was a writer also.
Yeah.
And super a producer.
Dope. Super dope. Talk about him the other day at the improv, strangely enough. Leroy.
What's up?
Your Miami Heat are in action tonight against the Phoenix Suns.
And they play at 12 at night?
No, this one is not that bad. 9 p.m.
9's not too bad.
Yeah.
9's not
bad. The Phoenix Suns are 6-1. Your Miami Heat are currently 3-3 coming off that buzzer beater loss to Sacramento.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I hate saying that was a buzzer beater loss, even though it was.
Yes.
Because it was a third quarter loss.
Correct. No, the collapse.
You see what I'm saying? Like, third quarter. Even though they got the lead back, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, there comes a time in every game.
Yep.
In any sport, whether you got to have something you can go to shut the faucet off.
Yep.
Right? You got to be able to do something. They used to just automatically go to zone. I don't know what that is yet, but it happens in tandem.
Yeah.
They give up a lot of buckets and then they start rushing it on offense and take a lot of bad shots. And before you know it, it's a 22 run. They got to have something that they can do to calm everything down, a go-to set of plays, a go-to defense to kind of put everything on lock. A group, I'm like, tweet, 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 put that death line up in. Go stop them. Shut them down. Something. Yeah.
Who would that be if you had to put together a clamps, just completely clamps?
I go Bam.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yep.
Jaime when healthy.
Okay.
I would go... See, me personally,
yeah,
I would put Kalel in there to be a rim protector.
No, I think it's a great choice.
And
give me some size.
And Jaime can handle the ball. Jimmy can handle the ball. Bam can handle the ball. And then maybe you just put in a 3-point shooter.
I think the piece that would be missing in that like death lineup you're talking about, Haywood Highsmith. I think that would be the one.
Another defender.
He can hit
and
that.
And I would just put it in there for like, look, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Just stop. Slow this down.
Yeah.
Now I don't know how that's going to work offensively.
It's going to rely heavily on who already we rely upon. You know, it's going to rely heavily on Bam and Jimmy. But I mean, is that not the case for the starting line? I don't know. I guess because we have Tyler Hero, who's also heavily
Tyler, and then periodically
Terry.
You got Scary Terry. He'll get it going.
Yeah.
Because so, I tell you what, our best bad shot bucket guy is Terry Rozier.
Yeah, absolutely. I need a crazy shot in an uncomfortable situation. It's going to go Terry first. Yeah.
Right. So I would just have something that I could go to when it gets out of hand to at least say this. We may not score, but they ain't going to score either.
Yeah.
Or go the opposite way and say we're going to outrun them. But to just leave the same guys in there that we've seen this over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. And I think with what we saw recently, you know, you said Jaime, if he's healthy, we've seen he's had a bit of an issue with that. So I would say potentially
he's active. Kyle Larson. He's active, though.
Yeah. You saw Larson from this last game.
You think because Jaime's hurt, you can go with Pella.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, but I don't know. See, Spo doesn't really. See, I love the coaches. Pop used to just change all five. Like, you know what? Y'all not getting it. Get out. Right? Spo is one of those guys that'll call a timeout and stick with it.
Yeah.
And it's just preference. You know, like, how many points before you have to make some adjustments? Because 37-17, I think I would have pulled that trigger long before that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's the kicker. In the post game, none of the players realized they was getting their ass kicked that bad.
Yeah.
They all were, like, shocked.
Yeah, which is, like, you kind of question.
You got to be more aware.
Someone's got to say something at a certain point. I'm sure you can feel when you're losing, but to understand how huge a deficit is, that can kind of snap in someone's brain like, damn, we're actually throwing this game away now that I think about it.
You know how we can tell?
Yeah.
The crowd. If you're playing on the road and you ain't moving the ball offensively, the crowd gets louder and louder when you're on the line of scrimmage.
Yep. True.
You can always tell what team is doing well.
Yeah, that's true. Because
if you're playing in Buffalo and you can't hear the Buffalo fans, the Dolphins must be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? If they get loud, like need a play or something like that, then you know the game's close. And so we would always be able to tell because we could go into the huddle and a quarterback could have a feel for it and go silent count.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, he messed with it.
As a running back, how do you – I guess you see him snap the ball, but, like, are you staring, like, in between the legs?
I mostly look at the ball because think about this.
Yeah.
Not only are you behind the quarterback, he's talking this way.
Yeah, that's what, like, you can't really, like –
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why you notice a lot of times when they make checks, you see the running back walk up.
Yeah, like, what the hell did you just
– No, we all – see, here's the thing about offense.
Yeah.
You all know the look that's going to warrant a check.
Yep.
So when I see that look, I'm going to just go up to make sure.
Yeah.
That, okay, what is he changing it to? What protection? If I see, you know, they blitzing from the left and our protection is supposed to go right, then I know he's going to change it. So I got to go up to see which way I need to go.
Mm.
And so if everybody's on the same page, it runs pretty fluid. Because everybody knows. It's just the same thing with, you know, when you get near the end zone, we only have three or four plays. Everybody knows what those plays are. It ain't like you going to the sideline and they drawing up plays.
Yeah.
The only thing that could change is outside he may signal a slant or a fade. But everybody else, you know what three or four plays you're going to run. That's what makes it so hard with this offense. Is because there's so much movement. If you're not familiar with all the movement, you got guys moving at the same time. Yeah. The cadence gets off. You know, it's a whole lot
of
things.
Who's on the line? Who's supposed to be off the line?
Right, exactly, exactly. You notice that never works. That never happens when Tua and Tyreek.
Yeah, it's very rare for sure. It's very rare.
Right, right.
Yeah, look, that kind of in-depth football breakdown is stuff you only get here. Because, you know, my fellow NFL insider and I can really get down to the nitty-gritty of the gritty.
Well, it's just as complicated as sports is, and people think it is, to us, it's very focused on situations, right? So we may have 100 plays in our playbook,
Yeah.
But on third and five or third or six, yeah, we've practiced during the week the four or five plays we're going to run. If there's any changes, when we get back to the sideline, we might change a protection or try to run a different play that wasn't in that grouping.
Mm.
But it's never a big surprise when you're on the field as far as what plays you're going to run in certain situations. Like, everybody in football know if it's second and long, you're probably going to get a screen. Right?
It's, yeah, not, for sure.
Now, it's,
that's what I do on Madden.
Now, what makes Mike McDaniel an incredible football coach, offensive coach, is he knows everybody knows that, and who he gets the screen to, or yeah, how you develop that screen is, yeah, unique to him.
Yeah, he may motion Achan to the right sideline and then do a tight end screen to Jonnu Smith the opposite,
correct,
direction or something like
but
that.
But it's still a play to get you into third and reasonable.
Yeah.
That's it.
We got much more Dolphins coverage. We'll be hearing from Mike McDaniel, get some updates as we prepare for this weekend's game. We'll be talking some Canes as well. Senior night this weekend. We got more from the Heat. And, of course, the Silly Sauce and games. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Tim Man, it's the Jump Off.
Yes. You know, I get in trouble because of you, Leroy. I know how much you appreciate the music, so I always give a small little smidgen when you're home so you can hear what song we're coming back with. Okay. And then J-Fig every day, she writes, Channel 3, because I'm not supposed to do that, Leroy, but I know how much you love it. When you're in studio, much easier. I don't have to, you know, Twitch gets nothing. I can just play it here. But you get me in trouble, Leroy, all the time. Your damn good music taste.
Because I know all the songs.
Indeed. Today, we mentioned...
Oh, I was hey, Jennifer, this is a music song. A music. Have you heard the new Linkin Park?
Oh.
Linkin Park got a new song with... it says Linkin Park, but there's a girl.
Ah. Hmm.
Right.
I do see Over Each Other. There's a music video that released a week ago. It has already 8.2 million views, obviously.
Well, it's just weird that it's a
girl.
A,
I mean,
duet. It's a duet.
They didn't replace
her. And she sounds more like the old singer than the dude.
I was going to say, like, maybe she's replacing...
No, there's a guy.
Oh,
there's a guy.
Okay.
Right, and it doesn't even have her name on the song.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, it's like a duet, but they don't mention her name and when they list the song. It's a weird thing.
Well, I'm looking at the comments to see if people are, you know, they'll be like, this sucks, or like, bring back the old Linkin Park. But no, it seems to be pretty positive. I'm not sure who this Emily girl is, but apparently that's...
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah. God bless her. Linkin Park, good band. Good music.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Unfortunate ending there for our boy Chester. R.I.P. Chester. Good name.
It's called The Emptiness Machine.
Ah, story of my life. Is that their album?
That song.
Oh, okay, because I'm looking at one called Over Each Other that was released a week ago.
No, The Emptiness song.
They've had a couple songs released, according to this. They've structured each of the... Someone was commenting how they've structured the first three songs that they've released. So I think they're kind of getting into the groove of releasing music, and that means J-Fig will be giving away some of her tickets soon enough. Which reminds me, for those who want to potentially go to Country Bay, J-Fig is dipping into her secret stash and giving away 2-day general admission passes to the Country Bay Music Festival at Miami Marine Stadium this weekend.
Jelly Roll! That's all I need to know.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be there. But
yeah, who is? Hey, yes.
No, it's not him. Well, it says, I think they would have mentioned him. You might win and see the Zach Brown
band. Jelly Roll is Tortuga. Sorry.
Correct.
My bad.
Carrie Underwood, bad. Dustin Lynch, and more. Keep listening to our show for details on how you could win. CountryBayMusicFestival.com is where you can go. If you can't win and you want to purchase your own tickets, that's CountryBayMusicFestival.com.
This is not a, somebody says she is the new lead singer.
I can't trust anyone. Don't trust the chat.
So here's the deal. I'm going to say something.
All right.
And it's not fat shaming.
Oof. Which you know is about to be some fat shaming on the other side of this.
No. Why can big people sing?
Why? Bigger diaphragm, right? I think that's a thing, right? You know, you got the bigger tool. Why can big people block better? You know, they got parts.
Why do I tell you? Oh, look, JFig, the diaphragm, them lungs.
I told you. See, your boy knows some things, Leroy.
All right, I told you,
if it's in within this radius right here, I may know some things. Anything further than that, I don't know. I'm not too sure.
So the Canes play Georgia Tech.
Yes, this weekend.
This has got to be a little get back, right?
Absolutely. I can imagine.
But let me ask you this question.
Yep.
Is it get back for the players or the coach?
Definitely has to be for the coach. Mario Cristobal tried to play it cool, though. He tried to play it cool.
But think about this. The defense did allow them to go right down the field.
For sure. I mean, you need to listen to that because you're the one who constantly brings up the fact that they didn't kneel the ball.
Yeah, but because the game would have been over.
Game would have been over for sure. But
and you, like, I think if I have to say anything about the Canes,
yeah,
is do we watch these games and think that one day, one game, this defense is going to bite them in the ass?
Yeah,
they give up a lot of points.
Of course, when you start playing the big boy schools, but the thing, the great equalizer, and you know this, you've seen this.
It's Cam, right?
The quarterback. Like
I need the defense to help them. Let me say this.
Yeah.
I played on a team like this.
Yeah.
And we didn't score 30 points two times in a year.
Yeah.
Guess how many losses we had?
One.
Two.
Was that Dante or Randall?
No, that was Randall.
Randall.
We lost to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And we lost in the NFC Championship game. Mm. Two losses.
Yeah.
All year. Both times we didn't score 30.
Who was the championship game?
Atlanta. That was Dirty Bird.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's my own, you know.
Got PTSD, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my own experience, but...
But you're not lying, though. You're not lying.
I know how this plays out. If your offense has an off day and only scores 30...
Yeah.
Which is still enough to win a game...
Yeah. But they give up 45.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, that's an issue. It definitely has been an issue all year. It's led to thrilling football, but it's definitely a glaring hole.
It gives you the...
And the competition, you know, I'm not the guy who's like strength of schedule. You can only play who's on your schedule. But you got to imagine if you're going up against an Ohio State or like, you know, I don't know, one of those bigger...
Oregon,
you know, obviously Alabama.
What about a team that shuts down your offense a little, not totally. Yeah,
for sure.
But a little, right?
Yeah.
And then you get into it. A defensive battle for this team is 27-24.
Yeah.
Whereas you look at the SEC, a defensive battle is 14-10.
Yeah, exactly. Future advice, Penn State, Ohio State, bet the under. Jesus Christ, couldn't even put up 20 points. Mario Cristobal this week addressed the Georgia Tech loss and actually said he had really no...
Oh, no, he has a clock coach now.
No intentions of discussing that. He has a clock coach now.
Last season, obviously, didn't end well against Georgia Tech. Is there anything that you're going to apply differently for this season? I know you guys have a completely different team compared to when you played them last, but what is the biggest adjustment you're going to make for this weekend?
In terms of what exactly?
Of just learning from last season's game.
In terms of what exactly?
Oh, give it.
The knee. I just think of like the play calling towards the end. I know we did talk about the game time management coach, but just like, I guess, the approach for this weekend's game.
The approach for the game. We approach every game the way we approach every single game. Win or no mentality, prepare really hard, and play our best football.
Leroy, can I just tell this man to get the hell out of here? He knows what she was talking about,
He knows what he's talking about. She's trying to put him on.
But why did he do that, though?
He just wanted her to...
Say it.
Look, here's the thing.
How you bleeped up the game, Coach Cristobal. How you didn't kneel the freaking ball, Coach Cristobal.
So here's the thing. I appreciate the fact that she tried to ease into it. Some people would have said, hey, you know, if you get in that same situation, you're going to take a knee. You know, some people would be very aggressive with their questioning. She wasn't. But then he tried to flip it on her and basically say, why are you being soft about it? So the next time this situation presents itself and somebody asks a more aggressive question, you can't get mad.
Yeah, for
you,
sure.
You understand what I'm
saying? Absolutely, absolutely.
So I get it. And maybe he was just trying to be funny. But to the person asking the question, she was trying to tiptoe around the actual issue. But if she would have just been aggressive about it, he would have gotten upset. So, yeah, you got to be careful with those.
That's crazy. Imagine, like you said, imagine if she's like, remember when you screwed the game up last year? Do you remember that? Is that on your mind? Then it'd be an issue.
Right.
Man, we got much more coverage as we come up. Hour two approaches us. Of course, it is Wednesday, so we will determine whether or not we're rats off a ship on a few things. We got some trivia and some family feud. Leroy, I got some stuff for you today. Today is not only normal Wednesday in South Florida, it's National Nachos Day. So I'm going to ask your opinion.
I don't even like nachos.
What is the best nacho toppings? We'll discuss that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com